Welcome to Chronicle Headlines. I'm Cosme Cruz.
And I'm Aaron Guzman.
For opinions this week, relationships for the longest have been granted as a safe place between two partners without the worries of infidelities after creating real connections that prove loyalty. In recent years, with the help of online dating apps, the situationships and revolving doors of new potential partners add a new sense of normality to the dating world that has some people in shambles. College students are met with another dilemma, deciding whether they would like to explore the idea of pursuing a polyamorous approach to finding love or sticking with a traditional monotonous method. Jealousy is the primary emotion when engaging with a polyamorous individual, which leads to many uncomfortable conversations, but the real question is whether it is selfish to have such thoughts to begin with.
What do you think about this, Aaron?
Well, I think that it is not selfish to be thinking about joining a polyamorous relationship, mainly because to make any kind of relationship work, the main thing that matters is communication between you and your partner, that being if you are only a couple. But for a polyamorous relationship, it's not necessarily going to be jealousy with every single person. However, it could happen. Communication is the main method for any working relationship. As long as communication is getting across between every single person, I don't see why it's something that cannot be done in today's day and age.
I mean, you're definitely spot on with the whole communication. I definitely think communication is key in this situation. At this point, especially speaking from a college student standpoint, this is the first time in our lives where we're really at liberty of like making our own decisions, whether that's who we hang out with, what we do with our free time, and all sorts of things finally rely on us, where it's our like time to shine, if you will. And I feel like if you are out talking with people and you make it known that you're talking to multiple people just to kind of feel out the playing field, then by all means, talk to everyone and anyone you want to. But it's only a problem once you say you're committed to one person and one person only, and you're still holding out to maybe find someone else. But, you know, you're basically using that person as like a safe place, as a guaranteed. If there's really nothing else, at least I have that. And I feel like that's just unfair for the second person. That's unfair to yourself because, you know, morals and all that stuff. So as long as that person knows that, like, hey, we're together right now, but it's not forever. But for now, I like you and all this and that, then by all means.
That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at columbiachronicle.com and sign up for our newsletter at columbiachronicle.com/newsletter. And check out this week's episode of Chronicle Conversations about everyone's favorite Super Bowl halftime performance. I'm Cosme Cruz.
And I'm Aaron Guzman.
Thanks for listening.